Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
Episode 152. Rub-a-dub-dub, there's a couple in the tub or shower. Welcome back to One Extraordinary Marriage, where we talk about sex, love, and commitment. You're here with Elisa DiLorenzo.
And Tony DiLorenzo.
And it is just a beautiful morning. We are so happy to be with you and on the mics this week. One of those weeks where, especially in the last 24 hours, it seems like we've just been in this really great state of equilibrium. And for us, a lot of the times that comes when our children are kind of in a good place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as we're heading into this episode, it was one of those things where yesterday after school, we all were home at the same time. And so the kids are doing homework and Tony and I are on the computers. And there was like this wonderful peace. Everybody was having their after school snacks. And then this morning, both kids wake up and they're ready for school on time. And it's amazing how just getting those schedules in sync really does bring a sense of harmony into the house. And so I think, you know, as we get on the mics, it's just one of those things where it's just kind of a continuation of that good feeling and that peaceful time. And so it's really, you know, every once in a while, I know you guys know what I'm talking about when you just kind of clue into the fact that it seems like everything is in alignment in your house and your family. And so it's kind of where we're at right now.
Right. And this last week's been really cool. I got to say there's been a high and sort of like a medium for me.
Okay.
One was last week, Elisa and I were doing our intimacy lifestyle. And in the 16 years that we've been married, actually after we were done, she was like, that was enjoyable. And what was enjoyable was actually giving a blowjob, which is amazing. And I find that just to be really cool, not because I'm a guy. Elise and I have talked about this numerous times, but it was more what she was saying to me afterwards and why it was really working for her. Now, have we tried it again since then? No, but that's okay. We are taking a step forward and we'll talk about that probably in a later date. But the other part is so in the last couple of days, I went off to a conference in Vegas. And I want to say one thing. This is one of the first times that I was in a place such as Vegas where, not one of the first times, but a time when I was in a place like Vegas, which is really the Sin City. I mean, there is just so much wrong that goes on in that city. It's amazing. But I was really focusing from the time I left the house, driving there and driving home, focusing all my attention on Elisa. And making sure that even as I walked through the casino to get to the convention center that I was staying in at the Rio, just really making sure that my mind was on Elisa and not everything else that was going on around me and how that kept me really focused and tied into her. And so, you know, I was making sure at night just to text each other or we would call each other, but really do that. It was very intentional on my part to have to do that because I could have felt and gone awry. You know, it's very easy when we're away from our families, when we're away from our spouses to do that. And especially in a place such as Vegas, I made it a point not to go out at night hanging out with guys or drinking or anything like that. You know, had dinners, did those sort of things, hung out within the conference in the confines of that, and then back to my room. So I thought that was a huge win. And then the last thing is, that Elisa tends to have these flare-ups on her face. And so we've been dealing with that since I've gotten back. And so, you know, you go from this high of, hey, we had this awesome sexual experience before I left. And then coming back to that, you know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's like, okay, how do we deal with this? And she's been dealing with this for a number of years now. Since we started the podcast, I would think. And so testing one thing after, I know, testing one thing after another, but it is a tough time. because she doesn't want to be kissed. She doesn't want to be touched around her face. And I want to be able to kiss her and hug her, especially as I came home from Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something we're working through, and it's something we're, you know, in the process of doing all types of elimination on. And for those of you who deal with illness or, you know, different health circumstances in your marriage, you know that that can be a tough time. And it really leads to having to work on your communication and, you know, as far as what's going on so that one partner or the other doesn't feel isolated mm-hmm. and left out. So we're doing this. I'm hoping that it's calming down today because, you know, I only have so many days on the intimacy lifestyle to initiate and I'm quickly running out. So we'll make something work. But, you know, we want to. I did a little play on the intro here as far as rub-a-dub-dub. There's a couple in the tub. And it's something that came up in conversation with Tony and I as far as, you know, I don't ever remember my parents showering together. But Tony's parents, I mean, it is what they do at like 5:30 every night when they both come home from work.
Mm-hmm. And for as long as I can remember.
You know, I mean, it's just, and when we're there on the weekends, you know, like on Saturday morning, they'll, okay, you ready to take a shower? Yeah. I mean, they have a fabulous shower. Ask my kids. I mean, my kids go and they don't want to shower in the regular bathroom. They're like, no, we'll go.
Wasn't always that way. They, you know, dad has, you know,
Tony's upgraded, dad's a contractor.
Upgraded the bathroom over the years, but yes, their shower now is very beautiful. It's a dual head shower and it can get a little cold in there though, too.
Yeah, it doesn't. I like the added heat of the other one. But, yep. You know, that being said, we kind of got to talking about, you know what, do couples shower together? Is this just something that because Tony's parents have modeled it that we've kind of taken on? And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's not like we shower every day together. But if the opportunity presents itself, we will. And we are in a fortunate position that we don't have to worry about the kids not being able to occupy themselves for the 20 minutes or so that we're in the bathroom.
Yes. When the kids were younger, it was, if we were going to be able to take a shower when they were younger, it was after they were in bed mm-hmm. or before they got up.
Right.
We would still make sure it would happen. It was just, we had to be much more precise and on the same page when we wanted to. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it was just one of those things. Kids are in bed. Let's jump in the shower. Now, as they get older, yes, they can occupy themselves by reading or drawing or watching TV, and we don't have to worry about them getting hurt or anything. Mm-hmm. Although, I say that, and then, you know what?
Somebody comes knocking on the door screaming about the other one.
Yes. So, we still have that happening where they're screaming at each other, and we're in the middle of the shower.
And so, one of the things that we wanted to bring this topic up to you guys, because it's something that, you know, as we're thinking about it, we find it to be an incredible time just to connect with one another. And before we go any further, I have to tell you, we have one of the smallest showers on the planet.
Gosh.
It's what, like maybe 3 feet by, I don't know. It's small. I mean, we both fit in there, but you're kind of doing this like really close dance. And, you know, it's a very small closet shower. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I don't want anybody to think, well, we've got this luxurious shower, dual heads. You know, I have to go up to my in-laws to get that. But here, you know, it still works. It's still a time for us to be comfortably naked around each other, to have conversations with the warm water cascading over us, to spend time. You know, I mean, how many times do you have difficulty when you're in the shower by yourself scrubbing your own back?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. You guys, my arms only go so far. And so it's nice when Tony's in the shower with me and he can just soap up my back. You know, and so it's a time that we get to connect. And Tony had put up a post on Facebook.
Well, can I just say why I enjoy it?
Yes.
I think the bathroom is an underutilized place to make love. Honestly, that's what I believe. There should be more lovemaking in the bathroom. And if the shower is a place for you or in the bathtub is for you, by all means, go for it. But I think we tend to displace that area of our homes. And the sinks are beautiful. Use them. Use the shower. The water, the sound of it being on your back, you know, the heat of it, you know, it's just, it's a beautiful place to be able to make love. And I know for many of folks, it's just sort of like, oh, I would never do that in there. But I think it's somewhere that you should try.
I mean, there are advantages. If you do have children, you can always turn on your fan so it'll muffle the sounds. or you've got the shower on, again, muffled sounds. You know, a lot of people have really invested time in their bathrooms. I mean, bathrooms are one of those places that tend to get remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, throw in some candles in there, get your scents going, your little aromatherapy, set the mood, especially for those of you that have got, you know, the great jacuzzi tubs or a regular bathtub. Set it with candles and bubble bath. You know, there's something about warm water and bubbles that just kind of, it's relaxing. It allows us to block out what's going on in the rest of the world. You know, I'm laughing as I say this because I remember when my kids were little and I'd be trying to go to the bathroom and you see the little fingers come under the door.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, mommy. You know, for the most part, you just lock the door to your master, and then you can be in your bathroom and just be done and no little fingers. But, you know, the bathroom, and I agree with Tony, I actually see a top 10 list coming, you know, top 10 most underutilized places to make love. Probably be something we put in the future, but you know, it is one of those rooms in the house. It gets you out of your bedroom, people. And half the time,
even though it's attached, it gets you out of it.
Well, it's not attached in everybody's home.
This is true.
Not attached in everybody's home. And you know, you already spend a lot of time in the shower naked or in the bathroom naked. I mean, think about it. You're in the shower or in the tub. I mean, you're already naked. Why not be naked with your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you two can occupy the same space. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, again, kids around, if you're doing it when the kids are around, this is most likely going to be a quickie. Okay. I mean, go in there with eyes wide open, knowing that this is most likely going to be a quickie. This isn't your drawn out. Again, I'm saying if kids are home. If the kids aren't home, heck, get the bubble bath going. Make it luxurious. Go for the foreplay before you get into the tub, or do the foreplay in the tub. And then when you're done with the foreplay in the tub, you can go into the bedroom and make love. For the most part, for Elisa and I anyways, it's a quickie because of the time we have in there. And so we go in there, eyes wide open, knowing that this is what we're doing. It's fun. It's quick. And we're showering and we're getting cleaned up at the same time.
And I will say, just in case you guys are thinking, oh my gosh, every time I shower together, they have sex. That's not the case.
No. Oh gosh. It's probably once out of every 10, 15.
Yeah. You know, it's for us, the shower is a place to be emotionally intimate with one another. It's where we have those, you know, something's on our mind and got the warm water going. I mean, you guys know what happens. You get in the shower and you have these great ideas.
It's a physical intimacy actually in there. When I really think about us in the shower, it's us being able to hold each other, touch each other in a physical way with very little sexual connotation for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us being naked in front of each other, adoring each other. And like you said, it is the emotional intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so. And so what I had started to say a little while ago is that Tony put the question out on Facebook to all of you saying, you know what, do you guys shower together? How often do you get to shower together? And it was really interesting to hear the responses because, you know, it varies on people's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if their work schedules are opposite, they always find those days that they're both home or awake at the same time. And that's when they take advantage of showering together. You know, we've got some that when they chimed in on this response, said something in effect of, oh, we've forgotten about that. This is a great reminder that we can use the bathroom, like Tony said, one of those underutilized places, to be intimate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take your intimacy lifestyle to the next level, doing it in there.
And can I say something? If your bathroom is gross and it's dirty, I can totally where you're just going, ew, this is just, there's no way I would do it. So for those of you who do have a dirty bathroom, I'm talking husbands and wives, make it a point to get in there and clean it. And if you don't like cleaning, go on Groupon, go on one of these deal sites and find a cleaning company who will come in and clean your house and ask them to spend a special amount of time on the bathroom. I mean, Elisa is awesome about finding people on Groupon to come through our house, and we make it a point to just go, can you really just make sure that that bathroom is just sparkling clean? Because it does get dirty and neither of us really like to scrub it ourselves. So if it's one of those things where you're just like, oh, it's just dirty and I don't feel like it's clean, then get it cleaned. We totally understand where you're coming from with that. But take action so that you can enjoy this.
Right. Don't use a dirty bathroom.
As an excuse.
You guys know how we feel about the excuses, and that, you know, that's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's completely controllable. I mean, it's like, you know, we did hear from some that said their shower was too small. Get creative on your space. Get creative. You know, and you don't have to, you know, again, this is not like some kind of acrobatic sex session.
Right.
In the shower. I mean, you work with the space you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from there. And you know, there was one response on here where somebody said, ooh, you know, very much like, not doing that. I don't like it. And I'm going to challenge you guys to really think about that this week and think about why you might not be comfortable with the idea of being physically intimate with your spouse in the shower or the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Because my guess is that there's some other stuff going on. My right. guess is that there might be body image issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that's the case, I mean, we're in January. This is, you know, the month that is known for weight loss and fitness resolutions. You can definitely start today creating the body that you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you check out Fit Marriage and you know, there's the Thrive 90 program, which has helped so many people get the body they desire. You can start by opening up your front door and taking a walk around your neighborhood.
Yep.
It can be that simple, but you've got to get past your body image issues because your spouse loves you. They're not fixating on your body unless you bring it to their attention. If you love who you are, they want to be naked with you everywhere. You know, so that's you. Some people, I was doing some research online for this particular topic and had come across some forums, you know, talking about this question specifically. And, you know, some people were really bothered by the idea of not having any privacy in the bathroom. Well, I want privacy for my kids.
Well, I want privacy when I'm going to the bathroom, you know?
Right.
If I'm going to the bathroom, you know, number one, number two,
Close the door.
I don't need you standing there looking at me while I'm doing that. So I understand the privacy there. So this isn't that type of discussion. What we're talking about is actually being together on the subject of we're taking a shower together. We're going to sit in the tub together. You know, there's a different mental shift we are in when we're talking about being sexually intimate or physically intimate in the shower.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's like you know, people joke all the time about going skinny dipping, hanging out in the jacuzzi together. This is just bringing the water inside your house.
Right. And you know what? We want to hear from you guys because we want to know, do you guys take showers together? If so, how many times a week are you guys doing it? So if so, email us info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Or you can call us 858-876-5663. And we want to hear from you. Let us know. Do you utilize your shower or your tub this way in your marriage? Do you have physical or sexual intimacy in your bathroom? Again, all emails, all phone calls, they're anonymous. We're not using your name. We're not going to use where you're from. So that way we can share with the community.
Absolutely. And you know, I am glad that Facebook fan did put on there that this was something she wasn't comfortable with, because I think it's important that it get the conversation started on why. You mm-hmm. know, there were large numbers of you that were totally on board with this. You may not be doing it as much as you would like to, simply because of circumstance, like I said, work schedules, young children, that type of thing. But we always want to challenge you. We want you to start thinking every week about what can I change in my marriage? What's one thing I could do this week? Maybe this is the week that you know, get everything in place so that you can take that shower together.
Well, and it's a fantastic place where it just relieves stress. Mm-hmm. The warm water, the steam, you know, you sort of get what was it when we were kids? The Calgon moment.
Oh, Calgon,
take me away. You remember, I remember that growing up as a kid, okay. Calgon, take me away. And I can sometimes remember that. You know what it is? It's a place where there's no electronics. Mm-hmm. There's nothing vying for my time other than my wife who is there.
Now, you know, somebody's going to write in or call in and tell us they've got the iPod dock in their bathroom so they can listen to music.
Or a waterproof one.
Or a waterproof one. And that's fine if you're listening to music. If that's, you know, if that helps you guys get in the mood. This is not the time to be listening to NewsHour.
Right. Exactly. But it does. It relieves stress. And this is a fantastic time to be able to bring up maybe something that you've been thinking about. Maybe you want to start the intimacy lifestyle. Maybe you want to start 7 days of sex challenge. Fantastic place to bring something like this up. You know,
you're already naked.
Right. It's romantic in there. You know, it's build it up. Now, is every single time Elisa and I step in the shower this, oh my gosh, this Calgon moment? No. But it is definitely a place that we utilize to make love, to be sensual together, to be sexual together, to be physical together, to be emotionally intimate together.
And let's face it, I mean, it's fun being in the water together with somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever looked at kids in a swimming pool, like goofing around and being all over each other, it's because water is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing that into your bathroom, and you know, we could all use a little more fun in our lives. We could. I don't care how much fun you think you're having, a little bit more is never going to be a bad thing. So why not have the fun in your bathroom, whether it's, you know, bubbles in the bathtub with your spouse and, you know, you guys get into this little crazy bubble fight, or, you know, it's who got more slippery,
sure,
you know, with the soap in the shower, whatever it is, you're just having fun,
right?
You know, being in that environment clears away all of those yucky negative cobwebs in our head. That's why people get great ideas when they're standing in the shower, because they're relaxed and they're having fun and they're just in the moment. Be in the moment with your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, it's one of those things you can work your lovemaking around it. You know, again, I talked about earlier, you know, you could do the foreplay while you're in the shower or in the bathtub. You could have foreplay and sex before you get into the shower, utilizing your bathroom. So you sort of, you're having a good time. You got the heart rate beating. It's all that fun and that emotion. And, you know, the shower is sort of we're going to just chill out. We're going to clean off. We're going to, you know, we've done it both ways. And each is just amazing. Have sex in the shower itself. Again, for some of you who are using contraception such as birth control, that's a little easier. Those of us who use condoms, it's a bit tougher. It gets a little more messy. Some of you who are doing natural family planning, by all means, you could do that in the shower all the time because you're planning on the schedule of the month. And so, you know, you can make love in your shower or in your bathtub.
And if you are using condoms, that, I mean, we do, and that's, you just work around it.
Yeah, I know. But for us, it's typically, you know, we're going to either make love prior or after.
Right. But I'm just saying, we've definitely done it in the shower.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, and it was so funny because on one of the searches that I was doing, it made mention of the fact that this is a cheap date. I mean, you've got all of the elements. You can set the mood with candles and aromatherapy. You can, you know, if the kids are staying with family, you know, or you don't have kids, then, you know, set the mood in the bathroom. I mean, you can be going into, you know, it's an underutilized room. We've got that straight from Tony. You can go in and create this environment for a date night right there, right? You know, it doesn't have to cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Create the romance around being in this space together.
Yeah. And we just got a comment on Facebook with this question that we posed yesterday. And this gal says, my husband won't take a shower with me. I try all the time.
That's interesting.
You're speechless.
I am speechless. That doesn't happen very often, as you guys know. I'd be curious as to why, as to what he gives for an answer. Because again, it goes back to, you know, what I said earlier with the respondent who said, ooh, is it a body image issue?
This is a question. Definitely. I think where the conversation has to get started is well before you're trying to just jump in the shower.
Yes.
You know, it's not just a, hey honey, let's jump in the shower. And then, you're constantly being rejected. I think this is almost a state of our marriage conversation, you know, because it's one topic, that we're going to be discussing. And the topic is, why won't you take a shower with me?
Or what is it about taking a shower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the why won't you do that with me sounds very accusatory.
Accusatory. Very, and the defensive. Yes. Yeah. So what is it about taking a shower with me that you don't like?
Yeah. And dig into that, because, you know, there may be baggage that you don't know about,
mm-hmm,
that has never come up. We hear from listeners all the time that, you know, they listen to a podcast and the next thing you know, it sparked a conversation and they're discovering things about their spouses that they had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be the time, you know, if you've maybe you've never seen, like, you know, heard about your parents showering together or heard about other couples showering together. And so it seems really weird or awkward. And it may. I mean, the first time you do it, if you've never had this concept, you know, introduced to you before, you're going to be like, wow, this is different. And it's very much like the first time that Tony and I prayed together in our bedroom and I just got the worst case of the giggles ever. I mean, here's my husband trying to be the spiritual leader of our house and I'm practically rolling off the bed. I'm laughing so hard and I couldn't stop. It had nothing to do with Tony, but it was definitely one of those ego blasters where I was just like, dude,
mm-hmm,
you know, and so work into it.
Well, and again, digging deeper into the conversation, finding out what's really going on behind that no.
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes time. That takes communicating together. And I'm going to put a link to a post that we just put up called, hold on, eight skills you need to revive your communication. Now, through there's eight ways that you can just discuss and find out maybe what's going on there, you know, so you can open that discussion with each other. But I do believe any little issue or big issue for that matter needs to be addressed well before we're going to go into the act. So the act of taking a shower, or taking a bath together, that conversation needs to be happening 2-3 a week before we're really going to even do it. And this way we're discussing and we can figure out, okay, when's a good time for you to do it? I mean, there may just be many multiple layers of why he doesn't feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we give ourselves enough time to really discuss it before just saying, hey, we need to go do it, I believe that there'll be reasons why this is coming up. And like Elisa said, maybe never saw it. Maybe it just seems weird. You don't know. There may be some, I hate to say it, but possibly some sort of abuse that happened early on in life that occurred in the shower or the bathtub that you don't even know about. Because these things come up in marriages years and years and years later. They do. Because we are very good at stuffing that stuff away and telling ourselves that it will not come up, that it doesn't bother us until eventually it surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be. I mean, we had some friends of ours who shared with us some things that happened to them. They're going on 25 years of marriage. And the issues that they were facing came up when they're, you know, the 22, 23 year mark, you know? So, and they were just floored when it started bubbling over and coming out. So there may be more stuff there. For those of you who want to do it, obviously make it happen. Get in there, find the time, find those little schedules, find those pockets of time when you can jump in.
And don't make excuses, folks. You know, we've got a number of emails lately where, you know, you all have, not specifically on taking a shower together, or taking a bath together, but wanting to start the intimacy lifestyle, wanting to make changes in your marriage and you're feeling, you know, stuck or you just can't seem to get it started. And I just want to be very blunt here.
Blunt?
Yeah, I know. Never happens, guys. Okay. So you all can stop laughing about the fact that I'm going to be blunt here. Stop making excuses and start doing whatever needs to happen in your marriage. If you need to start the intimacy lifestyle, you're listening to this podcast today. Start it today.
Right.
If you need to change your body shape through exercise and nutrition, start today. It doesn't have to be this, well, I'm going to start in a month. No, because in a month, you're going to say, well, I'll start next month. No, today, make the decision that this is going to be your set of 3 days for your intimacy lifestyle, and you're going to initiate. And then in 3 days, it's going to be your spouse's turn to take over for their 3 days, or however you've talked it out. If you need to get your nutrition and weight loss in line, today is the day you're not having the donut or the double mocha caramel frappuccino extra shot. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but you guys know, you know, you've got an idea of how many calories are in that thing from Starbucks. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love Starbucks. I go there quite a bit, but I get the unsweetened iced tea. 0 calories or like 20 calories or something. That's like
20.
That. 20.
20 or 50 or something.
Make a decision. You guys are completely empowered to change your marriages, and it doesn't have to wait until sometime in the future. Because like, I got this email last week from a gal, she and I have been going back and forth, and I finally just asked her, what are you waiting for? What is going to be the thing that changes for you that says, now I'm going to make a difference? Because whatever that is, I can guarantee you, you've already got that moment right now in your life. So just take advantage of it, seize the day, and go make a difference.
And that means jumping in the shower.
You know, start off clean. You know, soap it up and
get in there. Go enjoy it. That's what it's about. You know, sometimes as we get older, we forget about the fun and the laughter. And this is a wonderful place that you can do that. Mm-hmm. One person said, ah, yes, water, the universal solvent.
And so many levels.
On so many levels.
Solvent, solver.
Yeah. You know, so go jump in. Go have fun. Figure it out. Take action like Elisa was saying. Make it a point to scrub each other, wash each other, look at each other, and talk. You know? What a fun way to do all of those and enjoy yourselves.
I'm just laughing because somebody commented that their shower is 30 by 30. And I'm guessing that that's probably about the size of our shower.
Yeah. Ours isn't, I don't think it's much bigger. We should have measured that thing. But
I know.
It's not, again, folks, our shower is not big. And we've been in this shower for 9 years. You know, and we make it happen probably 4 or 5 times a week. We are taking a shower together. All right.
And, you know, if you think your shower's too small, use the kids' bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, or when you're in a hotel,
take advantage of it.
We're not saying you have to do this every week, but take advantage of the opportunities that you have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking you to go remodel your house. This is not the Tony and Lisa go spend $10,000, $20,000 on a remodel. This is figure out a solution. Use this as another opportunity in your tool bag. It's another tool for the two of you to connect with one another.
Right.
Every week we want to give you guys tools. We want to equip you with ways to make your marriage extraordinary. This is another place where you can connect and make it extraordinary.
Right. So again, we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear about when you take a shower, not when you take a shower, but how many times you take a shower. I'm assuming it's going to be morning or night, maybe in the afternoon. It's going to be sometime during the day. But how many times do you take a shower?
He's right? Master of the obvious today, right? Guys.
How many times do you take a shower? And, you know, what do you enjoy about that time together? What is it about being in the shower together that brings you happiness, that brings you joy? Is it that emotional connection that Elisa and I talked about? Is it that physical connection where there's no sexual connotation being made, but you're just there taking a shower, viewing each other, touching each other in a physical way that doesn't lead to sexual intimacy? Or is it that it is a place where you're able to get outside of the bedroom and it becomes that sexual intimate place where you can sort of get away and it's fun and it's a bit adventurous? So any of those, email us at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com or call us 858-876-5663. We hope you guys have a wonderful and fantastic week. We love you. Take care.